Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, we did it, Pennsylvania. We did it. Absolutely. We did it. You did it, Zeoli Army. That's right. We got an amazing audience. Absolutely. But we got to cue up the welcome music because we can't, you know, we don't want to break tradition right now. This is bad luck. She is the former and maybe future. Oh, she wouldn't be deputy, though. National Security Advisor to President-elect Donald Trump, who was president and will be president again. She's the vice president of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy and the author of the book, The Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Victoria Coates. Hello, my friend.
Well, it might be 5 o'clock at night, Rich, but it is morning in America.
Well said, Dr. Coates. Well said. And it feels like it's 5 o'clock, like I've been at happy hour. I'm just tired. I'm sure you are too. We're all very tired today, in a good way.
Yeah, it's the happiest of tireds. And you know, I was just back down in Washington now, but I was just talking to some colleagues at Heritage, you know, and they were saying, when did you know? And I said, we really knew at 10:30.
Yeah.
When they weren't even pretending to call Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know that they would have done it so fast if they had thought they had any grounds to do so. And so that, you know, that just set off a string of really good developments. So I think we're still waiting. I was just in meetings back to back. Are we still waiting on the McCormick-Casey call?
Yeah, we're waiting for the lesser Casey to concede, but there's no path for him. McCormick's going to win. I mean, he's won. But,
yeah, I don't see one. Yeah. I just talked to a bunch of our friends on that campaign, and they seem pretty confident. So that's just going to be a huge pickup for our Commonwealth.
I had a nice chat. Dave and Dina called me this morning, and we had a nice chat as I was driving back from Pittsburgh, because I did my show there yesterday at his victory party. Last night was a big night, by the way. Trump called in. Did you know that?
Uh-huh. That's fantastic. He called in a couple times, I think.
No, Trump just, the president.
Called in to you.
To me, yeah, to my show.
Oh, okay.
Just once, though, not a couple times. I hope it wasn't a couple times, because then I was going to say, Matt DeSantis, what, did you not pick up the president's call? That would be outrageous. No, but you're right, Bill. I figured around about 11 o'clock. I was like, we got this. Yeah. And I tweeted out something like, it's going to be a good night for us. But I actually really had the sense last week when I saw those lines, people waiting in lines to put in their mail-in ballot in Pennsylvania. I was like, we got this. But I didn't want to sound overly confident because I didn't want anyone to not vote. I was really worried about that. So I was like, well, you never know. Could be the hidden Kamala voter. You never know. But we knew. But thank God, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, this was just a resounding message, which was sent to the, you know, to our Commonwealth, to the rest of the country, but to the whole world, Rich, that the United States is done with this nonsense, that we tried it for 8 years with Obama. We just tried it for 4 years with Biden Harris. And you know, the American people just don't have any more patience for this. And the other result I wanted to highlight is my old boss, Ted Cruz in Texas, because he got not one dime from Mitch McConnell, from the Senate funds to defend the most expensive Senate race in history. Hmm. And he raised all that money all by himself. And he beat Colin by twice what he beat Beto. 6 years ago. And so just again, a huge vote from the people of Texas that they are not turning blue anytime soon.
Yeah.
They don't want open borders. And I would say those two results, the Texas Senate and Pennsylvania writ large, were the most important results of the night.
Yeah, I agree. Dr. Victoria Coates is with me. It's great to have her. And speaking of Ted Cruz, there's a foreword by Senator Ted Cruz in her new book, The Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. I have so much to unpack with you. And obviously, I hope you'll come back on Friday for our usual hit. But I wanted to get you on today because I've appreciated getting to know you. Our friendship the last couple years when you've been joining the show, it means a lot to me. And I wanted to say that to you and thank you. Because I imagine that you will be called to serve your country very, very soon by President-elect Donald Trump. And I don't know whether it's going to be National Security Advisor or Secretary of Energy or God only knows you're qualified to do it all. But I'm grateful for the friendship that we have developed. And I just wanted to say thank you to that.
Well, that is much appreciated, Rich. It is mutual. And, you know, I even like DeSantis. and
you really do need sleep, Dr. Coates.
No, I really appreciate it. And the number of folks, you know, our chief of staff here at Heritage, his parents are Pennsylvanians, and they tune in every Friday afternoon. I just told him that I would be on at 5, and he called his mom. So it is getting to our local audience. And, you know, Pennsylvania is such a critical bellwether at this point. And the fact that your listeners care about the issues that I work on, I have to say now, you mentioned the foreword to the book. It makes me sound a little self-serving being concerned about Ted's race. But it's, you know, that they care about Israel. You know, they care about energy, you know, issues, not just here at home, but around the world. And they, you know, they care about immigration, even though we're technically not a border state. This is really important to me personally. So I appreciate it as well.
Well, you worked, you were President Trump's deputy national security advisor. One of the pictures of you in the Oval Office with him and the national security advisor at the time, after Mark Cuban came out and said that Trump does not surround himself with strong, intelligent women. Mark Cuban was a great asset to the Trump campaign. We thank Mark Cuban for his service.
He did a
great
job.
Yep. And I saw this today, which I thought was really fascinating from the perspective of you as an energy person as well. Share prices in major wind turbine manufacturers and project developers plunged on Wednesday morning as Donald Trump won the U.S. presidential election. He has said he's going to kill those freaking wind turbines off the Jersey Shore. And I'm very excited to their impending demise.
Oh, I think we're all excited. And the president-elect is, among other things, a real estate guy. And he knows, I mean, he was talking about this in the Joe Rogan podcast, that he loves beachfront property. He loves listening to the waves and looking at the ocean. And it's not the same if you have the deli slicers in the sky, you know, killing the whales and the birds and, you know, for no particular result. I mean, for not anything that is reliable baseload power, the way, you know, electricity generated by nice, clean, plentiful Pennsylvania natural gas would be. So I think you're going to see all sorts of this nonsense. The wind turbines, I think the solar panels made in China are not going to be terribly attractive. As he said, if you want to buy an EV, you're more than welcome. We're not going to force you to do it. The bottom is going to fall out of this. It's a Ponzi scheme. The whole thing is ridiculous. Nobody knows what these things actually cost because they're so heavily subsidized. And as I said, it doesn't produce reliable power. So I think we're going to have a return to reason really, really quickly on the energy front. I'm hearing the name Doug Burgum over and over again for Secretary of Energy. Very exciting combination of a former governor of another major energy state, somebody who also has high tech entrepreneurial experience. I think just would be fantastic for the department.
I love that you use the term deli slicers in the sky. That's fantastic. That made my day right there. Well, that would be a great pick. Doug Burgum would be outstanding as Secretary of Energy. That would be fantastic. Dr. Coates, listen, I'm happy. We're all happy today. When does your book officially come out?
The book officially comes out December 10th. It looks like we're going to start publishing some excerpts, which I can get to you guys. So if any of your listeners want to read them, lots of recommendations about what we can do to maximize a Trump second term. I've heard from all of our regional friends and partners. Everybody's rejoicing, so excited that the Trump team is coming back. Nothing is ever perfect, but I think the president's ability to resolve these conflicts, was really paid testament to by the fact that he got so many Arab American votes.
Yeah.
These people just want peace. It's an incredibly powerful, I think, statement about what he can do. So tons of possibilities opened up for all of us last night, and we can delve into it on Friday, but it's a great day.
It's a great day, and we look forward to your book coming out. And the last thing I was going to mention, and now I just forgot, but, well, I guess it's fine. I guess we'll end it on that note. But I really appreciate your time, Dr. Victoria Coates, and your friendship. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I was going to say to you that one of the key things is the mayor of the town I can never say, Hamtramck, Michigan. That Muslim mayor who came out and backed Trump, I thought that was great. And Trump's numbers with the Muslim community was outstanding. And it wasn't it something that Kamala Harris was running one message in Pennsylvania targeting Jewish voters, had another message in Michigan targeting Palestinian voters? I thought that was just the absolute epitome of what a fraud candidacy this really was.
Oh, 100%. And what they get from Donald Trump is clarity, and he doesn't pander to either base. I mean, he just, tells it like it is, and this is what I'm going to try to do for you, and this is how we're going to bring peace. And it worked. And as with women, as with young people, it turns out African-Americans, Latino-Americans, it turns out all of these groups that were supposed to be reflexively pro-Kamala actually went for Trump because they just liked common sense.
And it's a mandate. I mean, it's a landslide. It's a mandate. And we have the Senate now because McCormick is going to be a senator. And so we got the Senate, the House. I mean, this is great. We can really get some stuff done here, Dr. Coates. And I'm excited. I'm feeling great today.
So am I. And the other thing, and this is a little mean-spirited, but I'm from Lancaster, so I'm kind of mean-spirited. But I am so here for all of the postmortems of what went wrong with the Harris campaign. I went tell alls all day long.
Well, we got a lot of clips in the media with their ideas of what happened, so I'll share some of that as soon as we get off the phone with you. Some of this is hysterical, as you can imagine. But the Amish, speaking of Lancaster, by the way, huge numbers for the Amish. I guess maybe people got fed up with the government raiding you for having raw cheese and milk. Maybe they stopped doing that now.
Yeah, and I think, everyone laughs about Peanut the Squirrel, but the critical thing there, yeah, it is a big deal because, they had jackbooted soldiers coming in to somebody's house to take their livestock. That does not sit well with the Amish.
No, absolutely not. And I said Peanut the Squirrel and Fred the Raccoon were the Lexington and Concord of our age. They really were. They fired people up who were more libertarian leaning, who might have been on the fence about Trump. I really think so. I'm not exaggerating in the least. All right, get the book today. Pre-order it today. The Battle for the Jewish State, How Israel and America Can Win. Dr. Victoria Coates, great job, my friend. We'll talk to you on Friday. I look forward to it.
Sounds good. Take care, Rich.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. Grand Hotel, CapeMay.com.
I swear I'm not drinking. I'm just tired. I'm just overtired. I promise you. I've not had a drink, and this is just coffee in this cup. I think I'm on my 11th cup, which isn't helping, but this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. I will be drinking then, and that is December 20th for our next live show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And you can book a fabulous fall midweek package and receive resort credits on a multiple night stay. Book direct at the Grand Hotel Cape May or call 800-257-8550. Here is President-elect Donald Trump declaring victory last night at Mar-a-Lago after the results came in and he got the 270 plus to become the next president of the United States of America. Cut number 4.
Thank you very much. Wow. This is great. These are our friends. We have thousands of friends in this incredible movement. This was a movement like nobody's ever seen before. And frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country, and maybe beyond. We overcame obstacles that nobody thought possible, and it is now clear that we've achieved the most incredible political thing. Look what happened. Is this crazy? But it's a political victory that our country has never seen before, nothing like this. I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future. Every single day, I will be fighting for you, and with every breath in my body, I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve and that you deserve. This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have.
Bravo. Bravo. Great stuff. We are streaming live on YouTube right now if you want to join the fun. YouTube.com, 1210 WPHD. Some people were complaining about how long that commercial break was. It's only because I was very behind because I went very long and I'm all over the place today. So sorry about that. We try to be more disciplined tomorrow. Last night was a very long commercial break as well because President Donald Trump called into the show. President-elect Trump called into the show last night. I don't know if you heard it or not. I'm going to play it for you. I think it's important. He called in at about 6:40 last night. So just a little setup on what happened here. And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. Coming to Dr. Mike Sinnemann's in office on Saturday, November 9th. It is the annual Veterans Breakfast and Free Shredding event. Honor all who served our country. Get some coffee, cake, donuts, and pizza. Bring your documents that need shredding. Kind of listening back to this now on the day after, thinking about what the moment was like when he called into the show. So they were very nervous about what was happening in Philadelphia. He was very nervous. And when he called in, I wanted to reassure him that he was going to win Pennsylvania, but I also didn't want to make anyone who's waiting in line think we had this in the bag. I also didn't want him. I was hoping he would not bring up any of the cheating that was alleged in Philly because I didn't want people to think that it was going to be rigged and leave the line. That was my thinking as the conversation unfolded. And I kind of put on my advisor hat last night, I guess you can say, when the call came in from the former, future, and now I guess we'll say president-elect, President Donald Trump. Take a listen. I'm going to go to President Donald Trump. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm good. So what were you saying about Philly? Because I've been hearing a lot about Philly again, right?
I was saying that I think you have a lot of support in Philadelphia, Mr. President, a lot of the working class voters and the Latino voters. Yeah.
Right. Oh, that's great. Wow.
How are you feeling?
Because I hear I'm doing good. Your show is great. I've listened to your show many times.
Thank you, Mr.
President. Many times. That's great. So I guess the big question I have is with Philadelphia. I thought we were going to do really great. You know, I was at Penn State, and last night I was in Pennsylvania, and we had a great rally. But I hear about Philadelphia maybe negatively, but that's only because there seem to be some people. But I know we have also support in Philadelphia. So you're telling me that this may be Trump support as opposed to the opposite party support, Richard?
Yeah, so the Philadelphia Inquirer did an analysis of the city of Philadelphia, and they found a lot more support for you in the city, except for, you know, the center city area by Rittenhouse Square in that area. That's the college-educated lefties. But the working-class people in the Northeast, Port Richmond, the Latino voters, they're all with you now. And, I mean, that's the Philadelphia Inquirer saying that. So, you know, it's the fake news Philadelphia Inquirer.
Right.
But this time, it's the real news Philadelphia Inquirer. And I got to tell you, too, I've been getting text messages all day from people. They're waiting in lines 4-6 hours to vote for you today, President
that's
Trump.
That's great, boy.
No, the enthusiasm is there.
I love the Commonwealth, Rich, I tell you, the good old Commonwealth. And we worked hard on it. And you know, when you have a policy of strong borders, and we don't want murderers coming in. We don't want drug addicts and jail, you know, jails to be released into our country. You would think that would be a pretty good start. And I actually think that's the biggest thing. But then you have the inflation, and you have the bad economy, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, I think we have an awfully good. I mean, they have nothing. She doesn't even say what's wrong, other than she likes to talk about Trump a lot. Interesting.
And I've been saying, you know, I've known you for a long time. I remember you right. got me a cheeseburger at your golf club in Jupiter, and we were there for Super Tuesday back in 2016. You're a gracious guy. You care about the Bill of Rights. You care about the Constitution. You kept us out of war right. for 4 years. And we don't want to send our sons and daughters to war. And that's the key thing yeah. about you, Mr. President.
Well, we're not going to go to war, but we will if they get in, because they don't know what they're doing. They really don't know what they're doing. They don't know what to say. It's crazy. I mean, Ukraine should have never happened with Russia, as an example. You know that better than I do.
Yeah.
And they were just saying such the wrong things. So anyway, well, I hope you're right. I mean, I hope there's people that I love in Philadelphia, they're going in there and voting for us, you and I and everybody else, because otherwise we got such a problem with our country, right?
And we got a frack.
We got a frack. You know, what I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero, and I'll make out up to you, but I'd love everyone to get off the phone and run down and vote and let your ratings go to zero for an hour.
That would work for me.
I think you'd give that up. I think you'd probably say that's a good deal. But, if anybody, you know, the people, you have a hell of an audience, by the way, but if anybody gets off the phone, we will not be angry at you, right?
Not at all. No, we got you, Mr. President. We got your back, and people are excited to vote for you. And everybody who's in line.
If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole deal, Richard.
Yes, Mr. President. Mr. President, tell everybody who's staying in line to stay in line.
Everybody has to stay in line. Thank you. We're going to make this country greater than ever before. But you have to stay in line. And don't let them slowball you. You have an absolute legal right. And get that vote in, because if we win Pennsylvania, if we win the good old Commonwealth, we're going to win the whole thing. We win everything. So stay in line. They may say, oh, gee, you're going to be here for an hour or two. Once you're online, they can't do anything about it. So that would be great on behalf of both of us. I think I could say that.
Mr. President, thank you for working so hard for us. Thank you for taking a bullet for us. Thank you for everything you do for this country, Mr. President.
Well, you're a great guy with a big voice, and I appreciate it. You've always been there. Thank you, man. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
President Donald Trump, get out there and vote for him. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I didn't cut him off. See, I didn't cut him off at all. In listening to that now, in hindsight, I absolutely did. He was ready for the call to end just as much as I was having to end the call. It worked out perfectly.
Your 5 minutes was up, like I told you.
And it was organic perfect. And fluid, you see? And you could tell he wanted to bring up the cheating allegations, and I kept him on message. See? I had to put my advisor hat on last night, and then I told him what to do. Yes, I told the President of the United States of America what to do. I did that. That was me. I might have done that. It kind of sounds like that when you listen to it, but... Yeah, I was doing it from the perspective of, like, as an advisor, like, Mr. President, why don't you tell everybody? But I should have probably said, why don't you tell everybody? Instead, I said, Mr. President, tell everybody. There probably should have been, like, a buffer word there. You know what I mean? Like a buffer word, DeSantis?
Yeah, I agree.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to edit something here.
Are you editing what?
I wanted to get Donald Trump saying, I hope your ratings go to zero. You interrupted me. Give me 2 seconds.
That's your favorite part of that, isn't
it?
Yeah,
I love it. It's my favorite part of the entire conversation.
How about what he said at the end? He goes, you're a great guy. You've always been there. You got a big voice.
Nope. Not interested in that.
Not interested in that.
I like when he said he hoped your ratings go to zero.
You're the executive producer of the show. You should not want that for the show. You realize that. Even Justin's shaking his head. Look at him.
It's funny.
On the Justin cam. Even he's shaking his head. That's ridiculous.
What I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
You heard it. The president said.
You know, when you take it out of context like that, that does not sound good. I'll tell you what. That does not sound good.
No, it doesn't sound great, but I think it's hilarious. I think we should hear it again.
What I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
He said he listens to the show, too.
Yeah, he said it's a great show. I've listened to it many times. It's what he said.
But, yeah, but he also said this.
What I'd love to do, I'd love your ratings to go down to zero.
So that's not great.
I swear to God, this man is that. Honestly, thank God. Oh, my God. Justin, I don't know how you get him out of here. Can we get him out of the studio again? When is he leaving?
Might be coming back permanently now. This is so much fun.
No. We don't need you permanently. We need you to go back to wherever you were and stay over there. Wherever it was that you came from. Gosh. We are streaming live on YouTube right now. So anyway, so that was the president calling in last night. And I believe we are the only show he called into, if I'm not mistaken, at least in Pennsylvania.
As far as I know, because they promoted it on the Trump War Room social media pages. The RNC promoted it. So I think we were the only ones. I didn't see any other interviews posted on their sites.
But if you don't know, and this is the key thing, and this is what I was saying earlier in the show, because we new people are joining the show every day, which is phenomenal. And I love that. This is now 10 years of Afternoon Drive with a brief 3-year morning stint in the middle of it. And my God, by the way, when I woke up at the other morning to do that Fox and Friends first interview at 4:30 in the morning, I was like, thank God I'm in afternoons. You know, honestly, thank God. But I started in afternoons and it's good we're back here. But I mean, really, if I wasn't in afternoons, we wouldn't have had Trump on yesterday. Think about that. See? Right?
That's true.
All right. So, but what I'm saying is I was on Trump's team back in 2015 and 2016. And so last night when I was speaking to him, it was from the perspective of I could hear it in his voice, having known him, that I could tell he was worried and I wanted to reassure him. And I also, I kind of putting on my advisor cap in that moment, didn't want him to bring up all the cheating allegations we were hearing because I was worried that people would hear that and then step out of line and not vote. And so I was trying to kind of get him to just, you know, so if you're interested in how my thinking was during that call, that's kind of the behind the curtain idea of what it was. You know, I wanted him to, if there was anyone who was undecided to, there were a couple key things that I thought would move the needle. I thought the war thing would hopefully move the needle for them. And I thought, the frack thing, if there was anybody who was, well, I just actually mostly just like hearing him say frack. I mostly did it for that reason. And then when I saying to him, you know, would Mr. President tell everybody who's in line to stay in line? I said that because I thought it was important to, for you, if you were listening in line on your AirPods or wherever else, to hear that from him. And then that did blow up on social media and it became a thing. Stay in line. So. It was good. It was great. It was an honor to have him call on the show. It really was. It was a tremendous honor. Obviously, on election night, to have the president of the United States, the former and future, literally, president of the United States of America call into the show. And as I said earlier, this is because of the power of the Zioli Army. You know, this audience is incredible. And he said it yourself. He had a hell of an audience. And he said it himself. He could have done a lot of things in that moment, but he called into this show. That says a lot about the Zioli Army and the impact that we have and the impact that you have. And I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart. You should feel very proud of that fact. You should feel very, very proud of that fact. He recognized it. He got it and he's grateful. And that's the message today. He's grateful, truly grateful. So thank you. Thank you for making me look good last night because you could hear me telling him we got your back. You're going to win. And he wasn't sure, but we delivered for him. So that's huge. That's huge. So thank you for that. Here's another clip of President Trump from his victory speech last night. We won the popular vote. We've taken back the Senate. Huge moment. Huge moment indeed. Cut number 5.
We also have won the popular vote. That was great. We have taken back control of the Senate. Wow, that's good. And the Senate races in Montana, Nevada, Texas, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We're all won by the MAGA movement. They helped so much. And in those cases, every one of them, we worked with the senators. They were tough races. And I mean, the number of victories in the Senate was absolutely incredible. And we did tele-rallies. We did tele-rallies with each one of them. And sometimes we did two or three for, and it was amazing to look at all of those victories. Nobody expected that. Nobody. And it also looks like we'll be keeping control of the House of Representatives. I want to also thank my beautiful wife, Melania, First Lady. Who has the number one best-selling book in the country. Can you believe that? No, she's done a great job, works very hard to help people. So I just want to thank her. But I want to thank my whole family.
By the way, that's going to be, just pause, that's going to be a big letdown to that creep that thinks he's got a shot with Melania, who thinks they're going to get a divorce, and he's got a shot with her. What's his name?
I always forget his name, but that was the first thing I thought of last night when Melania Trump and Donald Trump were right next to each other, and they seemed pretty happy together.
They seemed quite happy together, and boy, that guy is going to have to take down all the posters he has of Melania and all the letters M that he cut out from the newspaper and the magazines that he put, you know, their name like a serial killer. That creep. All right, listen, we'll take a quick break. We got a lot more to get to. The media's reaction, the media's meltdown after Trump's sweeping victory. This is a mandate, a popular vote victory, a mandate for the former president of the United States, who is now the president-elect of the United States of America. It is absolutely unbelievable stuff. Listen, last night when I was in Pittsburgh, I was really happy to have DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro and their VPN. If you travel for business, or if you just don't want your internet provider at your home knowing what you're doing. You ever use Wi-Fi at a coffee shop or just on your cell phone, wherever you are, got to have your VPN from DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. Privacy Pro is a 3-in-1 privacy suite that is going to help you be stay private on the internet at all times. In addition to that, though, it has personal information removal. Anything about you that's on there, your home addresses, phone numbers, all that stuff, gone. DuckDuckGo will get rid of it for you. And it's got identity theft restoration if your identity is ever stolen. That's what you need. And all you got to do is go to duckduckgo.com/1210, get a 7-day free trial, duckduckgo.com/1210, and do it today. I absolutely think this is essential in this day and age. You do not want to be online without a VPN. And not all VPNs are created equal. This is a VPN from DuckDuckGo, the pioneers in privacy. duckduckgo.com/1210. Sign up now.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
So I went long earlier in the show today, and I blew through a lot of my live reads. So I just want to tell you about my friend and dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria. Dr. Mike is the master of implant dentistry and voted a top dentist in New Jersey for 12 consecutive years by his peers. He's also a man that gives back to our veterans and the community. And this Saturday, November 9th, come out to his office in Cinnaminson at 1630 Riverton Road for his annual Veterans Breakfast and free community shredding event. Come out, honor all the men and women who served us and our country. Get some coffee, cake, donuts, and pizza. Bring your documents that need shredding. Got to shred important documents to protect yourself. And Dr. Mike is a great guy. You will love the level of care and dental excellence. And if you've been contemplating a big dental procedure, give Dr. Mike a call, because for 12 consecutive years, he's been recognized among his peers as a master of dental implants. Call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VenariaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Here is a clip last night. I thought this was amazing. CNN exit polling showing the huge shift toward President Donald Trump among Pennsylvania Latino voters. Just like I said to him in the interview that I did with him, the Latino voters were going for him big time, even right here in Philadelphia. Cut number six.
But look at the difference in the margin. So Harris is getting in Pennsylvania 58% of the Latino vote, again, 6% of the electorate, to Donald Trump's 41%. That's a 17-point advantage. But 4 years ago, Biden beat Trump with Latinos in Pennsylvania by 42 points. So that is a huge movement for Trump in narrowing that.
It's a very, very big deal, really big deal. And get ready for the internment camps, because they're coming. The crazies on The View lost it. Oh, this is great. The meltdown. I do enjoy the liberal, the lefty meltdown today. It's part of the joy, isn't it? Part of the joy and the fun of the celebration is the meltdown. So there's a lot of them from The View. Oh, man, were they crying today. So if you remember, there were internment camps during World War II. They were set up by Democrat President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who is the hero to the left. But get ready, because they're coming back now. Cut 18.
And I think our healthcare system is now at risk. I think
fluoride for anyone.
Yeah, economists have made
no fluoride.
Clear
that, stop it right there. No fluoride for anyone. You got that? This is Joy. This is Joy Behar's big takeaway. No fluoride for anyone. You're not getting fluoride. Bah. All right. So stock up on fluoride. Okay. Stock up. You better stock up on fluoride. Sorry, these are whack jobs, aren't they? They're freaking nuts. All right, keep going.
I think
fluoride for anyone.
Yeah.
Economists have made clear that he's going to increase the debt by $7.75 trillion.
Aww.
I'm worried about mass deportation and internment camps. And I'm also worried about Elon Musk warning Americans to prepare for temporary hardship. I'm surprised at the result, but I'm not surprised. As a woman of color, I was so hopeful that a mixed race woman married to a Jewish guy could be elected president of this country.
Stop it right there. Could you imagine if they could just get past that? They can't. Stuck on that. Just stuck on that. Her policies stunk. She was a terrible candidate. It's not because she's mixed race and married to a Jewish guy. It's because she was a crappy candidate. But this is where they go, and they don't get it. They don't get it. Hey, you know what? If they don't get it, let them keep not getting it. Go ahead.
Could be elected president of this country. Mm-hmm. And I think that it had nothing to do with policy. I think this was a referendum of cultural resentment in this country.
Wow. They hate you. They really do hate you. Amazing. Alyssa Farah Griffin, who at one point was a person who worked for Donald Trump, and of course then she decided that turning on Trump equals big bucks, she described Trump's massive crushing victory last night as something even bigger than Reagan. Cut number 20.
Moment to listen to the voters. And this, I have to say, I've always thought he could win. I thought in the final stretch she might eke it out. I didn't expect it to be this resounding. And I think there are some lessons from it. I think we forget about rural America. I think the working class feels left behind. They feel like the powerful, the elite only care about them and their power. And he spoke to them. We may not have liked his words, but they turned out for him. I mean, the map was, it was beyond Reagan what we saw last night. And I think we need to start listening more about the concerns of everyday Americans who feel like this system is failing.
When Reagan won.
The other thing, too, from last night, or the other meltdown is Keith Olbermann's meltdown on MSNBC is fantastic and went right to the R word, right to Russia, right? I mean, Trump won the popular vote, the Electoral College, the Senate, the House, the guy's coattails, crushed it last night, made huge strides in liberal cities like Philadelphia, for example, but Russia. All right. So this is whack job lunatic Keith Olbermann. I love the meltdowns. Don't you love the meltdowns? This is such part of the fun of today. Cut 21.
On the Wednesday Countdown podcast, Russia has committed an act of war against this nation. We were attacked last night. Regardless of the outcome of the presidential election, as certainly as if Russia had bombed and not merely threatened with a terrorist attack, 32 polling stations in one Georgia county, many in another Georgia county, between them the home of one quarter of the entire black population of the state of Georgia, and also in the states of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Arizona. Russian interference in this country's elections dates back to at least 2016. It has been proven time and time again.
All right, I can't take it anymore. That guy's so nuts. By the way, I don't know if this is real or not. It could be artificial intelligence, but apparently a squirrel ran across the stage at Kamala's concession speech. Peanut's spirit lives on. Do we know for a fact if that did happen at her concession speech, a squirrel ran by?
That is news to me.
Can somebody confirm that either in our YouTube chat or on social media? Because that's what I'm seeing right now posted on there. That's amazing. That's amazing if that's actually the case.
Oh, that looks real.
Barbra Streisand said there are no words left. So I'm assuming that after that, Babs is not going to say anything after that, because if there are no words left, you don't say anything after that, right? That's what she tweeted out. There are no words left. Somebody make her pancakes, please. Pancakes. David Frum deregistered as a Republican today. Goodbye. Tulsi Gabbard saying the following: I offer my heartfelt thanks and aloha to President Donald Trump for allowing me to play a small part in his victorious campaign to make America great again. It has been a great honor and privilege to get to know real Donald Trump, a kind and generous person who sincerely desires and to make America great again. And she got a nice picture with him right there. Christina Applegate: please unfollow me if you voted against female rights, against disability rights. Yeah, that. Unfollow me because what you did is unreal. Don't want followers like this, so yeah, done. Also, after today, we'll be shutting down this fan account that I've had for so many years. There you go. All right? So there's that. Jimmy Fallon, this is very funny. The good news for Tiananmen Square, for Tiananmen Tim Walz, botch that. The good news for Tiananmen Tim Walz is he can finally tell people he's witnessed the massacre. That's funny. That's funny. Get it? Because get it? So... very good.
That's the best joke I think I've heard.
That might be the best joke. Very good. I got to retweet that. By the way, it's a great opportunity to remind you that we're going to be together on stage next week. Jimmy and I, or me and Jimmy, whatever the hell you say it. Our Politics and Pints next week, Wednesday night, the 13th. You want to make sure you get your ticket because it's going to sell out. It always does. It's going to be a great event. Jimmy Fallon on stage, Politics and Pints, two of us together hanging out. Just joking around, laughing with you, and celebrating this huge, huge victory together. So it's at the Media Theater in Media PA next week, 7:30 p.m. It's going to be a blast. So please join us for that. We'd love to have you join us for that. That's a very funny joke. He also tweeted out the following, too. So you go, what you do is you go to 1210wphg.com and get your tickets. 1210wphg.com and get your tickets and do it today. He also tweeted out, Kamala calling Trump to concede marks the first real phone call she's made this election. Very good. And fun fact, Kamala Harris is the first person to start and finish their political career by blowing it. You don't have to dump that. No, it's
no, I didn't dump it. I was
the results he's talking about, because she lost her first election, apparently. Jimmy Fallon, history will show that the Cheneys were better at finding weapons of mass destruction than votes for Kamala. That's very good. I got to tell you, I'll be on his show Saturday night. So Fox News Saturday night, this coming Saturday. But you really want to be there in media with us. So get your tickets now, 1210WPHG.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sadly, the whack job in New York, Letitia James, is vowing to still go after Donald Trump. The good news is the cases against Trump on the federal level by the Department of Justice are going away. Here's the NBC News report on this. Justice and Intel correspondent Ken Delaney and Jack Smith, Emma DOJ, are seeking to end the cases against Donald Trump. Thank goodness it's over finally. But man, unbelievable, right? What they did to try to stop this guy. Cut 23.
Yeah, Chris, it's not a surprise that these cases can't go forward when Donald Trump takes office. What's interesting here is that the DOJ is moving to end them even before he takes office, citing the longstanding DOJ policy that sitting presidents can't be prosecuted. And there was some thought that maybe Special Counsel Jack Smith was going to sprint through the finish line, was going to work up until the last day, force Trump to fire him, wait till a new attorney general was appointed. But that does not appear to be the thinking inside the department. The thinking is that these cases can't go forward. There's no reasonable prospect of getting to trial within the 3 months before Donald Trump takes office. These cases are mired in legal issues that would be appealed all the way to the Supreme Court had Donald Trump lost the election. So now that he's won the election, DOJ officials are thinking that, look, there's just no room to move in these cases. And so the sensible thing to do is to figure out a way to wind them down. And it may stem from Donald Trump's lawyers filing some kind of motion or making a request saying, in light of the DOJ policy, you need to drop these cases. Now, there are a few wrinkles here, one of which is that the classified documents case includes two other defendants who are not subject to that policy. Mm-hmm. And it's been dismissed, obviously, but that dismissal has been appealed. And the DOJ considers that ruling to be very bad law that it would like to be overturned. So that appeal may continue in some form. But the reality is that Donald Trump is not going to be a part of these cases. And what this means, I mean, we knew this, right? But just coming to grips with what this means intellectually.
Try to come to grips with it.
Is not likely to be held accountable on these very serious federal criminal charges that many people believe were worse than what Richard Nixon did or was accused of doing in Watergate. Now, there's no guarantee that Donald Trump would have been convicted at trial.
Imagine
but
that.
As Joyce Vance, our legal commentator, said to me this morning, what's not going to happen is he's not going to face a jury of his peers who would evaluate the evidence and render a verdict.
I'm so sorry.
It's going to be lost to history whether a jury would have found him guilty of these very serious crimes.
Yeah. How about the fact that he won the popular vote and the Electoral College and the Senate and the House, maybe, just maybe, the verdict was rendered by a jury of his peers. It's called the American people. How many total votes did he get last night, Matt DeSantis? How many total votes did he get, Matt DeSantis, last night? Give me the numbers.
I don't know. Give me one second.
Because I'll throw that back at MSNBC and NBC's face, and they're very, very sad about this now. They're very sad, but let's understand this. A jury of his peers, 12 people, but the jury last night that rendered their verdict on Donald Trump after seeing him prosecuted in Georgia, in New York, and on the classified documents case when they raided his house at Mar-a-Lago and they staged photographs to make it seem like there was classified documents. A jury of his peers who evaluated Donald Trump being charged, criminally charged with basically inciting January 6th. How many votes did he get from his jury of his peers last night?
He's at 72 million right now.
70, and that number's only going to go up, not down, only going to go up. 72 million jurors of his peers determined that he was not only innocent of those crimes, or not guilty of those crimes, I should say, but worthy of the presidency. That's what they can't stand. They can't stand that fact. They did render judgment on him last night. And what Democrats thought was that those 72 million people would find him guilty by voting against him. And they did not. And they can't understand that at all. They cannot understand that for a second. Former President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama said in a statement that Vice President Kamala Harris had run a remarkable race. They attributed her loss to inflation that has challenged incumbents around the globe. Oh, God. They wrote, the good news is that these problems are solvable, but only if we listen to each other and only if we abide by the core constitutional principles and democratic norms that made this country great. You know, like drones striking four American citizens to death. Those kind of constitutional standards. But remember, you can only see the stars when it's dark out. Can you just get me that one clip of her saying that? Can you just get... You can... Kamala's whole concession speech today was abysmal. It was worse than anything she said in this entire election. But it was like watching the worst Hallmark movie ever when she actually at one point came out and basically said this. Remember this phrase, when it's darkest, you can see the stars or something. I'm paraphrasing, but and I said, I'm like, this is the most cringeworthy, worst Hallmark movie I've ever heard in my life. But fret not, because in New York State, Letitia James, the attorney general, is still vowing to go after Donald Trump. Not going to give up at any point. She's not going to stop. So this is now Letitia James saying, we did not expect this result, but we are prepared to respond to this result. The attorney general of New York now vowing to go after the president-elect of the United States of America. Unbelievable. Cut 30.
And lastly, I congratulate the president-elect Donald Trump. And if possible, we will work with his administration. But we will not compromise our values or our integrity or our principles. We did not expect this result, but we are prepared to respond to this result. And my office has been preparing for several months because we've been here before. We faced this challenge before. And we use the rule of law.
They're determined to get him before. Wait, come here, Rob. Come here a second. Come on. Just real quick. Just come in here. Can you play the part about the stars? I just want you to hear this, Rob Calusi, and just come on in for a quick second. You got it. Did you hear this? Did you hear about the stars? Can I? Well, he can't hear it though, right? Because it's we need headphones. All right. Yeah, go in there. You got to hear this. All right. So Kamala Harris's concession speech today. This is the best part of the speech. It's not long, so don't worry. But this is the best part of the speech. Ready? Okay, go ahead.
Only when it is dark enough can you see the stars.
That's it. Only when it's dark enough you can see the stars, Rob. All right? That's my message to you. Only when it's dark enough you can see the stars. Okay? Worst Hallmark card ever. That's her concession speech today. Just wanted to share that nugget with you on your way out the door. Have a good evening. Thank you very much. All right, listen, we got a big fourth and final hour coming up. We're going to break down more of these numbers for you. More leftist meltdowns. We'll talk to our buddy Linda Kearns. Remember, President Donald Trump said you are a hell of an audience, and he is right about that fact. You are a hell of an audience, and I love this audience so much. I really, really do. And security and safety, a top priority. For every business owner, look no further than my friend Tom McCausland and McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure your facilities. They're going to help you control access. That means a state-of-the-art key card system so you can determine who can get where in your facility. And incredible camera system so that you can keep an eye on everything. A lot of companies can sell you these things, but there's only one Tom McCausland. His wealth of knowledge and experience allow McCausland to effectively protect all types of facilities, no matter what the environment. And just as important, their customer service is unmatched. When you need assistance, you're going to talk to a local expert, probably Tom himself. You'll never be stuck in a voice message system not knowing what number to push. So if you're serious about protecting your facilities, you need to seriously consider McCausland Lock and Alarm. Call Tom at 610-430-1500. 610-430-1500. McCausland Lock and Alarm, securing your business, securing your future.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.